You know, I love hearing the stories of people that have overcome so much in their lives, whether it's a family catastrophe, a death, whether it's addiction. They've overcome the fear and adversity that they faced. They looked it right in the eye and said, screw it, I'm going through you. Now, it took a lot of hard work. Nothing ever comes easy, but I love those guests. My next guest is Rob Kelly. He is a world-renowned addiction expert who believes in treating the problem, not the symptoms. He has worked for many years helping addicts and alcoholics to recover their lives from the disease of addiction. Based on his own experiences working with addicts and alcoholics over the last 20 years, combined with a PhD in psychology and as a recovered alcoholic himself, he is a triple threat against the disease of addiction. Dr. Kelly's philosophy may seem unconventional and unorthodox, but they are based on extensive research and behavior studies that he conducted over the last 20 years. He pulls the disease out of his clients and empowers them to fight their disease. Some people have referred to him as the Gordon Ramsay of the addiction world because of his direct, no-nonsense, and candid approach to recovery. He has discovered that in order to get his clients to change their thinking, they must confront their disease with candor and vigor. Dr. Kelly works to make the road of recovery less of a mystery tour. Rob Kelly, PhD, has worked with thousands of people, including celebrities of film, music, and sports. He has lectured at many high-profile universities and hospitals on the subject of addiction and is recognized as a leading authority on addiction recovery methods that are changing the lives around the world. Such an amazing and informative interview with Dr. Rob Kelly, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in to the CJ Evolution Podcast. We continue to grow because of you, the listener. Thank you for sharing it with your family and friends. Continue to do that. We would appreciate it. And give us that 5-star rating on iTunes when you have a moment. Special thanks to all the first responders out there, the criminal justice professionals, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. We appreciate it. It's in certain times right now. That's an understatement. But you go out there every day. You put it all on the line. Thank you so much for what you do. Remember, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Take care of each other. Watch your six and come back safe. If there's one piece of equipment that your agency needs right now more than ever, it's the equipment from Detect-A-Chem. This amazing technology protects your troops by offering mobile threat detection that fits in the palm of your hand, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, and it's app-based. This is amazing technology that I wish I had when I was a young police officer, but you can get it now for your organization. Head over to cjevolution.com, click on the link to Detect-A-Chem, and see how they can help you better protect your troops. Folks, if you love coffee, and I know the majority of you do, you're criminal justice professionals, you're going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. I am a huge fan of this company, have been for a while now. My personal favorite is the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. Yes, I said mushrooms. It doesn't taste like what you think it tastes like. It doesn't taste like mushrooms. It tastes like coffee. In fact, I think it tastes better than regular coffee because it is. Check out the link to Four Sigmatic at cjevolution.com. And at checkout, you're going to get 15% off of your purchases. You will not be disappointed. Folks, if you suffer from digestive issues like gas, bloating, cramping, even when you're eating healthy, nutritious foods, then you could probably benefit from a high-quality enzyme. If you've never tried enzymes, or even if you tried and they haven't worked, I want you to give this one a chance. As you know, I'm a mega fan of the company Bioptimizers. They are the one of the few supplement companies who have the best formulations and use the highest quality ingredients, and their products work. I asked them if we could organize a great deal for all my listeners, and you know what? They over-delivered. Right now, you can get a bottle of Mass Zymes for free. All you need to do is pay a small shipping fee, and there's no catch. There's no tricks, no forcing you to continue, nothing to cancel. They are so confident in their products that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee, so I'm positive you'll be satisfied with the results. Mass Zymes is a 17-enzyme full-spectrum formula with 5 different kinds of proteins, plus It contains all the key enzymes needed for optimal digestion. It contains astrozyme, which is a proprietary all-natural plant-derived compound extracted from Panax ginseng and astragalus that boosts amino acid absorption by 30 to 60%. MassZymes ensures that all the protein you consume breaks down into absorbable amino acids. So many individuals suffer from digestive issues, myself included, because any protein your body doesn't break down creates digestive distress, gas, bloating, and constipation. MassZymes ensure that all the protein you consume breaks down into absorbable amino acids. So I strongly suggest you head over to their site to grab your bottle before they either run out or take down this offer. Go to www.masszymes.com/free. That's MASSZYMES.com/free, all one word. You will automatically get access to your unique coupon code to claim your free bottle. Limit one per household. Offer is valid while supplies last. You're going to love their products because I do. Now go now to www.masszymes.com/free. You will not be disappointed. On to the show with the amazing Dr. Rob Kelly. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm very excited to have Dr. Rob Kelly on the show. He is known as the recovery expert, and he is here today. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Patrick. Great to be here. Really excited about this.
Now, you told me before, Rob, that you're from Texas. I can detect the accent.
Yeah, I try and get away with that, but people always find out. So then I say I'm from East Texas, and they're still not convinced. So yeah, I live in San Antonio, Texas, but my birthday was back in 1961 in Manchester, England, to where I spent about 20 years before I went down to Oxford to get educated.
That's awesome. Now, you are doing so much great work, Rob, with so many people around the world. I would like for you, sir, to talk about your backstory. How did you get started on the path you're on, sir?
Well, alcoholism is in my family, and I didn't know this, obviously, until everything had gone wrong for me. But I was in a musical family. I got thrown on stage at the age of 9, and I took my first drink of alcohol because of nerves playing on stage at the age of 9. And the second I took that alcohol, I know now but didn't know then, that my alcoholism had sparked off, and it was going to be a long, horrible journey. And so it was. I mean, I drank very successfully through school, middle school and high school, and managed to go down to Oxford through, not because of family or money. I come from a very, well, poor family, growing up on the projects, but I was a musician, and I got jobs in studios playing session work, and was lucky enough to get hired by Abbey Road Studios as their session bass player. So I played with Elton John, David Bowie, Queen, all them great guys. Wow. And they were paying me like £1,000 an hour back in 1979. So with that and my contacts, because I was a Freemason as well, that's another story, I managed to get into Oxford, and that's I paid for myself to go through Oxford. I was drinking through college, and then I didn't think I had a problem. I was just daily drinking, but still manageable. People used to say you're drinking too much. I used to go look at the big house, the big cars. You know, everything's going good. I think I knew deep down inside I had a problem, but was never going to admit it. And then through, you know, as it started to take its toll, I get married. I have two kids. I swore on my Bible when the first kid come along, I'd never drink again. Never worked. Second one, never worked. And eventually I lost that. Houses, cars, everything, and end up homeless. And it was then I realized that I need to spend the rest of my life, if I ever get off the streets, because only 3% of people get off the streets in Manchester, England. Wow. 97% of homeless people die on the streets. And I died twice. I committed suicide 4 times, and twice my heart actually stopped for 90 seconds and 28 seconds when they brought me back again. So I almost was one of the 97% statistics.
Yeah. Wow. And you were the CEO of a thriving telecom.
Yes, millions of dollars a year. It was my company, and we employed about 200 people, started from scratch. The alcoholic addicted brain is very, very smart and very clever if you know how to use it properly around your addiction. And we built a business, you know, just on knowledge and pure drive. Because that's how I do my life now. I'm either all in, I'm never half in. I'm either all in or I'm all out with everything in my life. And that's what happened there. So yeah, I was doing really well.
Now, Rob, when you started drinking at such an early age, was, and I know you come from a family of, you know, alcoholism ran in your family, but did anybody ever say to you, hey man, you're too young. I mean, you can't be doing this. You can't be drinking. Or was it just like, well, do what you want?
Yeah, it was kind of deal. You know, I think they have the term in America, latch kid. So yeah, mom was a cleaner. Dad was working for the gas board. So they were always working during the day. So nobody actually said to me, and I was very secret at doing it, by the way. It's not as if my parents knew. I was very clever the way I did it. But no, I mean, I wish somebody would have said what's going on here, you know, because I know today now with alcoholism, whenever there's alcoholism, there is always trauma, childhood trauma. And the trauma that I went through molded my alcoholic years to come and still does now.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk about the moment in your life, Rob, when you were like, shit, this is the moment. You refer to it as the aha moment. When you were like, okay, I got to get on a different path.
Yeah, I was by this time, living on the streets or just about come off the streets or just about to go on. I can't remember. It's still cloggy and foggy in my mind. But I'm stood outside a liquor store and it sold newspapers. It was like a corner store. And the guy's not allowed to sell alcohol till 10, but it's the Pakistani guy who knows me. He knows I'm suffering with this stuff. So it's probably freezing, literally zero. And I'm stood outside this shop at 5:45 waiting for it to open in the morning. Just a pair of shorts, t-shirt on. I'm sweating profusely because I'm going into DTs. And I know that if I don't get alcohol inside my body in the next 25, 30 minutes, I'm going to start dying. It's basically what I'm going to do. The guy opened the door at 6 o'clock. I walked in. I'm shaking. I'm trembling. I'm sweating. I can't put any words together. I'm so sick. I put my £10 on the counter. He puts the bottle on the counter. I grabbed the handle of the bottle and all my body went. And I remember looking at the bottle and all of a sudden my mood had changed. I'd stopped sweating and shaking and I was thinking happy thoughts. And I looked at the bottle and I thought, oh my God, it's not the alcohol. Because I've not even opened the bottle and put it inside my system.
Yeah.
Yet all my body changed. And it was that basis and that basis alone when I jumped into alcoholism and the brain. So I specialize in neuroscience, I specialize in neuroplasticity, and I specialize in self-sabotaging neural pathways. It's all my own research. But that was the moment when I said, they've got it wrong. The medical fraternity's got it wrong. They're trying to get people to stop drinking. That's not the key. In actual fact, when they're getting help, they should continue to drink. That was my thought pattern 20-something years ago. Of course, now we know today that's what they do. They don't just stop. You have to, you know, wean yourself off before you go to treatment. But it was that moment that changed my life and my world and hundreds of thousands of other people. I've had a knock-on effect because of that.
Well, it's just amazing to me that you had that. I mean, obviously, you're very educated. But you had that foresight to say, I'm not going to take, I mean, an incredible discipline it must take. Your body, you're like, holy shit. You're like, you think your body needs this. I don't think a lot of people could have done that, Rob, right?
Yeah, I don't know how it came about. I've played it in my mind thousands and thousands of times. I don't know. It's like something else. It's like a spiritual awakening that took over.
I was going to say, it's like something else is calling you for a higher path or a higher calling, obviously.
Definitely. And that goes on with my spiritual awakening on the streets, because I've been homeless for about a year, maybe 14 months. And I remember one morning, it was Monday morning, it was 2:30 in the morning. I'm walking down literally a back entry alley where there's nobody. It's pouring down with rain. I'm freezing cold. I've got no shoes on my feet because somebody stole them the night before when I was in a drunken stupor. I'm crying. I drop down to my hands and knees and I'm crying from my belly. Patrick, it was one of the most hardest hurting cries, sobbing on my hands and knees as the rain hit my back. And I remember looking up to the sky and I said these words, if there's a God up there, I can't do this on my own anymore. And I still get a little bit, you know, my eyes fill up when I say that, Patrick, because literally 30 seconds later, I was not as if we're on a main street. And it's not as if it's in the middle of the afternoon, 2:30 in the morning, this guy comes up, he's got a little Bible in his hand. He explains he's missed his last bus home and he's just walked home for 4 hours. And that guy took me back to his house, and there started my journey right there and then. It's powerful stuff.
Well, I believe in that stuff, Rob. I believe that there is a God, and I don't want to get into a religious discussion, but I believe that everything happens for a reason. It's just not coincidence. The older I get, and I believe that that was an angel, whatever you call it. I mean, somebody there that to intervene for you. I mean, it was a miracle. It was a miracle of recovery.
It had to be. And to go even deeper into that, just real quickly. Now, when I moved into this guy's house, he said, there's one condition. You need to come to an AA meeting. And I tried all the meetings. I didn't like them. It was just war stories. But he took me to this first meeting on the next day that he found me. And a guy there with white hair, white beard, he shared from the book and he said, my name's John and I'm a recovered alcoholic. And I went, what did he just say, recovered? What does he mean by that? So I went over to him and asked him, you know, to help me. And he said he would. I walked to that man's house for 8 weeks on a Wednesday evening. It took me an hour to get there, walking and an hour back. And we spent an hour with him going through a book study. And he taught me stuff about alcoholism, about God, and about the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous that no one else had ever seen. I was amazing people when I went into Alcoholics Anonymous and saying, hey, guys, you know, when we read this, it doesn't actually say this. Look, and I explained the words that were in it. And people were blown away. And I know after we did the steps with that guy, the second day I come out of his house after completing the steps, I would never drink again, you know, if I continue to do what he's shown me. So about 4 or 5 weeks after that, I got a little job. And my first paycheck was, I don't know, $50. I went to the gas station. I bought him a little teddy bear and I got a card. And I wrote in the card, thank you, John, for introducing me to this amazing life. And I walked the same 8 miles there as I've been doing for the last 8 weeks. When I got there, the place didn't have any curtains up or anything. I knocked on the door that hard. I was so disappointed he'd left town. The lady next door in the apartment opened the door and says, can I help you? And I said, can you tell me where John's relocated to? And she said, and I quote, there's been no one in that apartment for at least 6 months that I know of. I thought she was loopy. So when she closed the door, I went down to the other side and knocked on the other door and a guy came. And I said, can you tell me where John's moved to? And he said, there's been no one in that apartment for a year. It's been empty for a year. Never traced that guy. Went back to the meeting. Nobody ever recalls me talking to a guy with white hair and white beard. I can't explain that one.
Wow. That made my hair on my arm stand up.
Crazy though, isn't it? But when I got the message, everyone thought I was going crazy, because when I had a conversation with God, or my higher power, or the universe, whatever it was I was speaking to, they said, Rob, we're going to send you around the world, you're going to get people well, and I want you to guarantee that they'll never drink or use again. And I'm like, I can't do that. But I did, because I promised that I would do that. And even today, we're the only company in the world ever, and will ever be, that gives you a money-back guarantee. So if you go through my program that I created myself, and have done for 20 years, and you relapse while following that program, I'll refund you $25,000, whatever you paid for in 90 days. Nobody does that. And I've never refunded yet after 5,500 clients.
Wow. And for all the listeners out there, Dr. Kelly is known as the Gordon Ramsay of the addiction world because of his direct, no-nonsense, and candid approach to treating addiction, which we're going to get into. But really quick, Doctor, the reason why I wanted to have you on was because I come from a law enforcement background. A lot of first responders that I have worked with over the years have suffered from alcohol abuse, other addictions. Being through AA, and you hear this all the time, you know, it's a lot of denial. But what are the signs, some of it are obvious, but again, can you go through some of the signs of alcohol abuse? Because I think there's a difference between having a beer once in a while and just abusing alcohol all the time, right?
Without a doubt, yeah. Even what we do, we help the police in San Antonio, and what we say to them is, guys, there's a difference between a Friday night drunk and an alcoholic. They both get arrested on a Friday night. One needs to go to hospital, one needs to go to jail. And the signs we're looking for is, obviously, when somebody sweats profusely, it's not really hot. When somebody loses their temper really quickly, obviously you can tell by the eyes, their mannerisms, everything changes about them. And they want to isolate more. So let's take a police officer, for instance. You'll find him coming on duty, going straight out on his own in the car. And then possibly when he comes out of shift, he's in a great mood because he's been drinking during the day. And I don't say this in general. I say this because these are the guys, the policemen that we've worked with, and these are their stories. And what happens with being in such a powerful position and respected position, you can't go to your doctor and go, hey, I think I'm drinking too much alcohol. So it gets stuffed down until it's out of control. Mm-hmm. But the things we have to remember is this is a disease. This is a mental injury. I don't like to call it illness. It's a mental injury. And why I say that is because the brain has suffered trauma whilst being a child. And we carry that trauma through. And the body and the brain keep score of that trauma. And alcohol is a great relaxer and a stress relief. So the stresses get taken out when we drink. But what happens is, you know, in my brain, the hypothalamus at the back of my brain, near the prehistoric brain, the normal person, it's a fight or flight part of the brain. It tells the human being to drink water and to eat food. That's survival instinct. End of story. With the alcoholic, it tells him or her to drink alcohol. And that's why alcoholics can go days or weeks without actually eating any food, just drinking alcohol. And people don't know this. Mm-hmm. But once it gets to that stage, it's not a choice. You can't say, Officer Smith, you really need to stop drinking when you come on duty. It's not as easy as that. It's very complicated. Mm-hmm. But people don't realize that.
And you say, Rob, that the problem, again, like we were talking about, is it's not the drinking, it's our thinking. But yes. But how do you get somebody to look at it from that way? You know what I mean? I mean, how do you get somebody to say, you know, look, you gotta change your mindset, really?
Well, by the time they come to us, they're usually ready.
Okay.
If we do an intervention, we try and explain to them, and we relate to them. My story alone, and I say things to the patient that they go, oh my God, that's me too. Oh my God, I've done that as well. So we start building trust. And then what we do is we've done hundreds of tests over the 27 years that I've been practicing. And one of them was we get five people in a room. They all swore off alcohol. We say, can you stay off alcohol for a month? They say, yes. Okay, we'll give you $1,000 each if you can stay off. So there's a motivator. Mm-hmm. We put them in a lie detector, all of them pass. Within 3 days, all of them got drunk. That's a lesson in that. When they actually said it, they believed they could do it. And yet the disease attacked and took them out. And that's what we find happening with people is they mean it when they say it, but the brain takes over. So without the understanding of how the brain works and the self-sabotaging neural pathways, which are in the addictive brain work, you don't stand a hell, no chance of recovering and stopping drinking. It's virtually impossible once you start.
A lot of people I've talked to, Rob, over the years that suffer with alcohol abuse, maybe substance abuse, they think that the road to recovery in a lot of ways is some big, huge mystery. You know what I mean? And
yes.
They just think it involves all these things that it's just mysterious. They don't understand. Can you clear that up?
Yeah, it's easy. It's simple. It's hard work to start with, but all we need to do is we need to change the way you think. Mm-hmm. And we do that very slightly using neuro-linguistic programming and our telehealth program that changes everything about the brain. Subconsciously and consciously, we work on the brain. So once you start getting to this routine that we create, there's not one fits all here. We only take on 4 patients at any one time. It's a 90-day program, and we give all our resources to them guys. But I always say this to them. If we could swap places for 20 minutes, all your problems, including alcoholism, would be over. You see, one of the traits of the alcoholic is we're never going to be blonde enough, we're never going to be tall enough, we're never going to be thin enough, and we're never going to be rich enough. And the quicker you understand that, the better the quality of life will be, because alcohol's not the problem. Alcoholism will never come to me on a Monday and go, hey, Rob, let's have a drink today. It's a week before when my behavior changes. It's a week or 10 days before when Johnny in the corner is now a pain in the ass and I can't stand him, and why the hell is she cooked fries again tonight for dinner? That's what it changes in the alcoholic. And it's to catch it there. Catch it with the body behavior. Everyone, before they drink, probably a week before, get that gut feeling that something's not right. And we ignore that gut feeling in today's 2020 world, but it goes back to the tribal days when somebody had a gut feeling, they wake the rest of the tribe because there was danger near.
Sure.
you know, it's a science, but we don't listen to our body. So once you get your body in tune, your different way of thinking, you can work this program. It's simple. And I'll tell you something now. I'm one of the guys that took drugs and got drunk with Elton John in the penthouse suite of the Savoy Hotel in London after Wow. doing a session at Abbey Road. Does life get any better than that? Well, yeah, it has to. It has Yeah. to, Patrick, because what happens if it doesn't? I'm going back using drugs and I'm going to drink again. You see, life has to be a billion times better. And what we create for people is a lifestyle. So you don't just come in and go, okay, we're going to stop drinking. Okay, that's it. Bye. We create a lifestyle for you. And we make you believe that you could do anything in the world, which is possible. Yeah. It's like quantum physics tells me that I can be, let's say, a basketball court. I can be 25 places on that basketball court at the same time. That's what it tells you. It's true. It's a science. It's phenomenal. So where do I want to be? I want to be over near the goal so I can just flip the ball and become a hero. How do I take that position? I walk over and I take that position. And that's Okay. it. I don't Okay. have to interview. I don't have to, because I've already visualized it. And that's how life gets better.
And I think it's so important, and you know, Rob, that you have, I mean, obviously in your programs and in AA, they talk about your, you know, support network. It is so important that you have the right people around you, right? I mean, lifting you up. I mean, if you need to get rid of those people that keep bringing you down, you need to do that. But a lot of people, it's so hard to do that. Can you give them some tips if they run into that?
Simple. I have a saying, and it says, and it goes like this. Don't share your dreams with people who don't share your dreams.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got a bunch of guys around you telling you can do stuff, believing in you, thanking you, complimenting you on a daily basis, they're not your guys. You will show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
I love that.
So you've got to change the people around you. And people, alcoholics, don't like upset people. Oh, well, Johnny's, I've known Johnny for ages. Yeah, Johnny took you in the bar last week and got you drunk. Are you crazy? Yeah. Let's start again. Let's look at these people. I once got told, how much you earn, Rob? I said, I don't know, 25,000. This was like 20 odd years ago. You want to earn 45,000? I said, yeah, but how? Start hanging around the guys that earn 45,000. And I did. And soon enough, I was on 45,000. And the same and the same and the same until I got to 100 grand. That was my goal. But I won't get to 100 grand hanging around the guys on 25 grand. But yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You've got to be around people that believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
And you probably heard that, you know, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now talk, Rob, talk about your book. You got a book out there. Talk about that.
So Daddy, Daddy, Please Stop Drinking is the last thing my daughter said to me 22 years ago. It's a book. It's about my life. It's an inspirational story from growing up on the projects to going to Oxford, to being a musician, and all the strange twists on the way. The story will break your heart and it will make you laugh. And I say that for one reason. If you know somebody who's suffering from alcoholism, or you are suffering from addiction or alcoholism, get the book. And when I say this, people go, oh yeah, that'll boost the sales. All of the money, not the profits, all of the money spent on these books that come in goes straight out to one parent, single families in San Antonio and the likes, to give them a life, to buy presents for the kids. So it's a story, and it's an easy read. It's not as if it's going to take you weeks and weeks. You can do this. I've had people do it in like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you something, it will change your life. And if it doesn't change your life, call me. I'll refund your money.
Now, where can they find this book, Doctor?
Amazon is the only supplier right now. So go to Amazon, just put Dr. Rob Kelly in, and up it will pop, and you'll see a very young me with my very young daughter, who I'm now in contact with. Mm-hmm. Or Daddy, Daddy, Please Stop Drinking on the internet. I'll take you straight to Amazon. Or my website, robkelly.com, with two Bs, robbkelly.com. It's on the front page. Click on it. It'll take you straight to the Amazon page.
And I know we've spent a lot of time on alcoholism, Rob, but do you help people that are suffering from other addictions too?
All addictions we help, but yep. We also help people who just want to improve their lives. Mm-hmm. So what I always say to people, you know, if you're going to bed on a Sunday morning with that horrible gut feeling going, oh God, I've got work tomorrow, I'm dreading it, you're in the wrong job, guys. You know, you need to call me and I'll work with you for a period of time and you'll get that better job. I'm one of the best motivators and intelligent people. They call me one of the best minds in modern addiction world, and I truly believe I am. You know, so it doesn't matter what you're going on. You know, if you find my number online, go to it, call me personally on my cell phone number, or ask one of, I'll give you a 3-minute pep talk that will change your freaking life. I've heard it so many times. You know, I'm the best in the world at what I do, and where I get that from is I was having lunch with Gordon Ramsay at his house one day, and we sat there, and we're just shooting the breeze, and he said to me, hey, Rob, do you know why I'm the best chef in the world? And I went, I don't know, Gordy, because you can cook. And he went, hell no, because I tell everybody I am.
I love it.
Holy moly. You know, but it's true. You know, if you believe in yourself, start telling people that you're the best. Start telling people you're going to go for that CEO job or that sales job. Start believing that you are, and you'll become.
Yeah. And I think we just live in a world, you know, where, you know, we don't want to, now I'm not like this, and I'm pretty sure you're not, but we don't want to offend anybody. You know, we don't want to step on anybody's toes. We don't want to pump each other up too much. No. And I think that's bullshit. I agree with you. You got to take the bull by the horn. And that's why I like your approach when it comes to with your clients is you're no nonsense, Rob. That's what I like about it. Now, I mean, you're empathetic, I can tell, but you're also no nonsense.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't be. But the disease or the depression or the lack of confidence does not play by the rules. So I'm not going to play by the rules. I will curse at you. I will come and handcuff you if you don't turn up for an appointment. I've done it before. You know, I mean, I will come after you and make you believe in you, because all we do as human beings, usually the average Joe on the street, make practical decisions based on fear. You've got to get rid of that fear, guys. Fear will stunt your dreams. Fear will stop you doing everything that you want to do in life. I have an old friend that said to me, Rob, I went to bed when I was 20 and I got up when I was 60. That's how life passes us by. We can't sit there admiring that guy who's driving that Porsche. Why can't that be you? Well, it can be you. Are you kidding me? What's the difference between you and him? You've got the same brain, the same hands, the same legs. He believes in himself more than you do.
Well, and I think we talked about it too, Rob. I just think that a lot of us, we're around people that we don't need to be around. And we need to get rid of those people. And I know that sounds mean, but and they might be family members. That doesn't mean you don't love them. It just means you don't have to spend around, you know, all the time with toxic people.
No, you can't. And yet, like we do, like you just said, we don't want to offend anybody.
We don't want to offend anybody.
Offending people, you know, and I make a living out of telling other people to offend people. It's like either you're on the Rob Kelly train or you're not. I have a circle of friends around me that I keep tight, and the rest of them are just people that I know. And I believe if everyone did this, their life would take off.
Yeah. Because life is short, like we say. I heard a great statistic a while ago, Rob, and I don't know if you heard, maybe you've heard of this. One in 400 billion, that's the chances of us being born.
Yes.
Isn't it crazy? Why are you pissing it away?
Yes.
Not living your best life.
Yeah. You see, years ago, when you saw the CEO in a company, you had no chance of becoming that person. Because I was meant to grow up and work for the gas board, have two kids and go to the pub every Friday and Saturday night. That was my life planned out for me. With the internet and all the stuff we've got now around us, if you can't get it away from the guys that are taking you down and building your life, shame on you. You've got all the resources at your fingertips. You just got to start believing in yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Rob Kelly, again, sir, if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
Okay, so robbkelly.com is the website. Google search me. You'll find lots of stuff on there. And here's one just for your listeners. So guys or girls, if you're out there and you're thinking, wow, he sounds an amazing guy, but I bet he's expensive, or would I be able to get on his program? Listen, here's my cell phone number. Call me. I'll give you a 3 to 5 minute pep talk that will change your entire life, and it's not going to cost you a dime. 214-600-0210 is my personal cell phone number. I've never done this before. But call me. Let me show you how I can change your life. That's all you got to do.
Dr. Rob Kelly, thank you so much, sir. You heard it. His personal cell phone number. Dr. Kelly, you're the first person that has ever given out their personal cell phone number. Folks, take advantage of Dr. Kelly. I know a lot of you are suffering out there. You don't need to suffer anymore. Everything we talked about is going to be linked up in the show notes. Dr. Kelly, any final words, sir?
Just out there, guys, you can just believe in yourself. Just start changing your life one day at a time. You can start your day or your life anytime you want. So this afternoon at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. this evening, you want to start a new life, let's do it. Just start a new life. Anybody can be anybody if you can visualize it first.
Absolutely, Dr. Kelly. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time to come on the show. Great show. Thank you so much. Much success to you in the future, my friend. If we can do anything for you, please reach out to me.
Thank you so much, indeed. It was an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.